Hello everyone, I'm on my honeymoon, so I just want to check in with everybody. First few days were in London, great experience. Went to the Buckingham Palace, went to the Tate Museum, saw London Bridge, the London Eye, which was great. The food was really good. I recommend high tea when you go to London. And we did at the Ritz-Carlton. And it was very affordable. It was like maybe $120. And a bunch of sandwiches, scones, and some dessert, and some really good tea. Definitely recommend that if you go to London. Now here in Amalfi Coast, we've been here for 3 days now. It's amazing territory, terrain. It's like very mountainous. So it kind of reminds you of like Busan or Korea. It's this crazy amount of mountains and one lane roads with two cars. It's the best drivers in the world I've seen here. It's just amazing, literally inches. When people are driving, I mean, I would probably crash my car a couple of times a day if I drove on these roads. It's very small, very secluded. It's a very tourist place for a lot of Italians. They love to come here on the coast. A lot of Americans are here as well, from all around the world here visiting. I would say, yes, this is one of my best favorite places I've been so far on this honeymoon compared to London. It's very different since I'm from LA, So today was great. We went on a private tour. I do recommend that. If you do have any questions for that, reach out to me. I'll let you know who our tour is. The tour guide is great, Bruno. She took us to Ravello. Went to the villa, which is amazing views of that. Went to Minorri, which is a very small little town. It's right next to Amalfi. Went to Amalfi as well. So it's called the Amalfi Coast. It's about four or five cities. It's on the coastline, and then we took a boat to Capri yesterday, and I think we spent maybe, for two of us, I think it was like 90 euros for a round trip, and it was really a 30-minute ride over there. It was great, great shopping. They have all the boutique luxury brand goods. It was a good time. So I'm just saying that I just want to check in with you guys. We're off to Venice next. And the reason why we chose Venice over Florence or other places, Tuscany, I believe, is because of the fact that we feel like Venice will not be here in the next 10 to 15 years because of global warming. The city is flooding. So we're off to there and then off to Paris, which I'm really excited about. So if you're out there, you have any recommendations, just hit me up on Facebook and let me know. I would really appreciate that. But for the most part, my wife has been to France, Paris, she knows very well, but Venice would be a first for both of us. We're experiencing. So, and Amalfi Coast has been an experience we shared together for the first time. And I also want to talk about Cal Bears. Probably people don't care about that, but if you're a Cal alumni, we're number 24, first time ranked in, I would say, 5 years. And I'm really excited, and hopefully I'll be able to listen to the game on the way to the airport on Sunday, which will be Saturday evening. But I do recommend go on TripAdvisor. Amalfi Coast is very affordable. Actually, they have very good B&Bs here that are you can get for $120-$150 a night, including breakfast. And flights, you have to fly into Napoli. But you take a little private excursion here, about an hour ride to this coastal area. Hope everyone's having a great day, and I am signing off.